Boston Man Show, FYI Report, Hollywood's Birthday Special. Let's FYI Report. Boston Hollywood gonna bring you. Well, this segment right here is special because Hollywood will agree to this, because this segment, email segment, is what put us over the top. This really put us on right here. So we decided in back in 14 of October 14 to say, hey, let's read these over there. And that's when it really took off. So Hollywood, I'll let you discuss more about the email segment and how it took Bayer's takeoff, because you're great at recalling these things. So I'll show you, brother. But yes, email time. So Hollywood, just listen in about how it popped us off and what they can expect over the next 45 minutes of emails.
Well, back, what was that, 2014?
Yeah, October 14.
Oh, okay. October 14. Yeah, it kind of started off, we weren't reading any emails over the air or any of that type stuff. The show was kind of, it was big for us, you know what I'm saying? We had a format. But Bossman would always kind of tell me about these emailers, like especially if J.R. Swisher or Pice would send an email, he would read the email to me, and I'd be like, man, it sounds like a sixth grader wrote that, man. What the hell? You know, and he would also read to me like some of the emails that he would get, like from people who just email the show, and I would be like, man, what kind of crap is this? Who sends stuff like this? Who emails stuff like that?
Exactly.
And you'd be like, man, I don't know what the problem is. They just said these are the emails that they're sending. You know, so we came up with an idea to, you know, to read these emails over the show, on the show, and it's kind of been the bread and butter of the show ever since then.
Yeah.
You know, it's been one of the biggest parts of the show. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, first they were actually legible, sort of kind of legible emails where he would read them, because I wouldn't even see them. You know what I'm saying? He would just read them to me and I would get it. You know what I mean? But he would be like, man, dude, you see what the way some of these cats spell, like, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, these are elementary school children. And he would start sending me the emails, and I would be like, dude, man, who does that? Like, how are you going to send an email like that?
Exactly. After he puts in and think it's okay.
Like somebody threw a grenade at your paragraph. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And it just, I mean, over time, it kind of garnered a life of its own. You know what I'm saying? And now, even on the last show, you know what I'm saying, it's the biggest part of our show. Because, for the simple fact that it exhibits everything that we've been talking about well over the past decade.
Since, exactly.
You know, basically since 2007. You know what I'm saying? It exemplifies everything that we've been saying from Jump Street. You know, is when I read these things off. And I get, you know, it just like I said, it took on a life of its own, because people start just sending in the worst type emails that anybody can send. Like, who even wants to read that crap?
Exactly. Like, really?
Yeah, like, it's painful to read. Like, you're looking at it like, you should see what I have to go through. And I mean, it's out of this world. And you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about when I get to these emails right here. These look bad.
Y'all look terrible. Y'all look terrible.
I mean, these look bad. Like, look, check this out. You know? And I mean, for those who have been following the show, you know, and you've been with us from the beginning, you know what I'm talking about. Because there was a lot of you that sent the emails in the first place.
Exactly. And just think, what I don't send to you and make it to the air.
Oh, God. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the emails don't even make the show. We get, Boss gets pages of material. Like pages upon pages of material. We only read a segment. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy, and it's, like, tripping me out at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, look where you all have come from.
Exactly.
FUIs have come a long way, brother. And have gone absolutely nowhere at the same time.
Nowhere at all.
Yes, sir. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the official FUI report emails starting right now. Man, okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Listen to email number one. Oh, man.
Already. Oh, God.
Oh, not Earl and Philip Isle Jordan?
Already bad.
Unbelievable.
Already bad.
Gentlemen, I come today seeking advice. That fool said advice. I lost my job due to a missy non-color female. F-E-E-M-A-I-L-E. Really?
Oh, my lord.
The female wasp notating actions. Female wasp notating actions I took at job. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. They did knockoff gift ass chance to depend myself.
Oh, God.
I want to sub them. Not sue, but sub. Do I have a case? Danny E. in Arkansas.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Danny, yeah, you have a case, but your case is not the case that you're thinking about. I think you have a case of disability or something like that, either mental or physical or something, because you are just you're an idiot.
Of the highest order.
Dude, of the maximum order, like, not Earl and this Philippe. It wasn't even Philip. It was Philippe. Philippe Isle Jordan.
I really, where did that come from?
Dude. See, man. Oh, my goodness.
Everything we discussed right there.
Yeah, everything. Everything. In our first email. That fool said the female was notating actions, I say, I took at job. Okay, gotcha. All right, we're moving on.
Yeah, see you, Danny. Have a good life.
Dude, yes, please. Yeah. Listener email number two. Okay, here we go. Milbub and what? Derek LaSmile Clube. Club. Clube?
Wow.
That fool said Milbub. Hey, bro. Huh?
What does that even mean? Milbub. What is that?
And what is LaSmile? Man, okay. All right. Decent men. Okay. I am contused by women. I am acquiesced with. What? We are a part of a steam So shall we are part of a steam so shall mix. My contusion. What? My contusion cloud from the sky in the semen circle.
What?
That they contain. Yeah. Yeah. That they contain a lot about the intention they get from men commenting and looking at their butts. Men, the butts are big. I cannot lie. They should expect it. They should embrace it. Shut down who they don't want. If they have no butt, they wish, want a butt. I don't get it. Your thoughts, men. Ricky Tony in Baton Rouge.
Wow, he's near you now.
I don't even know what the hell this means. I mean, I was having a hard time.
He lost me at the first sentence. I mean, he lost me at the names.
That fool said, I am contused.
You be confused.
Yeah, he lost me at the name too. Bill's Bub. Who is that?
Exactly. And Derek LaSmile Kalube. Like, what the hell is that?
Unbelievable.
It's like some bootleg TV promoter or something. Or some shopping home memory
right.
Guy. Like, for real, LaSmile.
Really? And then he started with the clouds from my contusion clouds from the sky in the semen circle.
I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what that is.
Get from men commenting and looking at. Okay, well, yeah.
I get that part to a degree.
Well, I wish I had an idea what this is. This guy right here, Ricky Tony from Baton Rouge, man, you doing our state bad, bro. Making us look horrible.
He's all over the place.
Like, I don't know what the hell.
He needs Jesus.
This is even worse. This fool right here said Jacaranda and Alexander.
Oh, Lord. What is a Jacaranda? Are you trying to make a Wakanda or... What are you going with there? The Macarena? I mean, I don't get that name either.
He said Jacaranda. I'm too through. Jacaranda and Alexander. I had to knock a sucker out, fool. Okay. I was having a private conversation with a bruh on the side attaining to some mess that didn't attain to the sucker. The sucker quizzing me like they just didn't hear the left hand, right hand code. They keep pressing and picking. So I Kanakataka or whatever. I Kanakoke. I knocked the sucker out. I kinda cocked her. That's what he said. Whatever. No, I got caught. That was Chelsea Defense. DEFENCE.
Are you Canadian or British, my man? Like, what the hell?
Agree. Ed White in Dallas.
Wow, another one of your places you used to live at.
They doing us bad, man. Doing me bad, man. What the hell does this mean? Come on, he was having a private conversation. He was having a private conversation with a bruh on the side attaining to some mess that didn't attain. Who is the sucker?
Exactly. I kind of get what he's saying, but it's pertain, not attain.
Yeah, I get
my...
what he's saying, but that fool said he keeps talking about the sucker. He ain't saying who's the sucker, who the sucker was.
Exactly.
He just said sucker quizzing me like they just didn't hear the left hand, right hand code. What?
What's that? Maybe left hand, right hand, right hand doing, maybe? I don't know what he mean by left hand, right hand code, unless he mean that.
That dude is killing. He is killing.
And that Kanaka Coke. Oh my God, that word.
He spelled that all wrong, dude. It's supposed to be knock, but he just he closed his eyes and started typing. Like, for real? Oh man.
Yeah, why in Dallas, boy?
Unbelievable. Like, I'm really holding my head. Okay, this is going to be good. Listener email. Tenek and Hollywood Ellick.
Oh, God.
That fool said Tenek.
Like, what is that even?
And Hollywood Ellick. Okay. Yes, I'm a FUI.
I agree.
Anybody who would start an email off by saying, yes, I'm a FUI, is probably an FUI without question.
Exactly. How many of them actually admit it? Very few.
Right. Very few. You understand? But you are in an FUI plateau of your own. You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, that's not even surprising. But he says, yes, I'm a FUI. I like to date and sex pregnant women. I know it's different. I like to date them because they already pregnant and can't get another pregnant or re-pregnant.
Oh, God.
Re-pregnant. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I'm starting to like one of them. She about to drop baby 5. Don't know if I should, but my main chick just told me she's 10 weeks pregnant. I'm not that enthused. Why? Why am I so enthused by messing with other pregnant women, but not about the one in my home? No? What? Raphael on the south side of Chicago. Yes, go Sox. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Wow.
Because to me, that was the only thing on this entire email that made any damn sense whatsoever.
Exactly. Was that?
Dude, first off, he starts off the email saying Tenek and Hollywood Ellick. Like, that's out of control, all with their stuff. And then you're gonna top that. You top that.
By admitting the FUI.
Right. By admitting that you're an FUI. So how do you top a top FUI sentence? You know what I'm saying? You introduce yourself as an FUI, but that sentence trumps the FUI sentence you had before. How do you do that? I don't know. But then you said you like to date and sex pregnant women.
FUI.
Now, that straight up, like cover to cover. And then his reasoning is they're already pregnant and can get re-pregnant.
Wow. What a reason.
Yes. Re-pregnant. Okay? And you say you're starting to develop feelings for one of them. But, and she's about to drop your 5th baby. But now, your main chick just said that she was 10 weeks pregnant. and now you're not enthused. So not only are you an FUI, but you're an ashy FUI. You're just ashy. Talking about why is he so enthused by messing with other pregnant women, but not about the one in my home. No. Because she knows you're an FUI too. Unbelievable.
Wow.
But, go Sox. Great. Peace to Comiskey. Peace to the city. That's the only thing that I could even look at. You know what I'm saying? After reading that freaking email right there. And that's crazy. Like, that's how you end it. I'm an illiterate imbecile, but hey, go Sox.
Go Sox.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, God. Raphael, go to
yeah, you can Raphael. Say that again.
Boom. Out of here.
Period. And you think that's bad? Okay. Russell in Hollywood.
Wow, Russell.
It could have been great. I mean, he could have got the whole thing correct, but, you know. I mean, this is an FUI after all, right?
Yep. You can't get everything right.
Nope. They can barely get anything right. But anyway, Russell in Hollywood. Me and my girl are bonding.
What?
Okay. Me and my girl are bonding at an electric pace.
Okay.
We are on page with the game. In the bed, we specialize in normal instruments and oral stuff.
Oh, God.
What? Hold on. We specialize in normal, and what's normal instrument?
Yeah, what is that?
You know, because if the person who's sending this email, you know, this is crazy, dude.
Already.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what is normal instrument. Like, is there a more extreme?
Exactly. Like, what are you referencing, sir?
Like, is there a medium, you know, monstrous or something like that? Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either. Already.
Hey, but anyway, we specialize in normal instruments and oral stuff. I want to explore. Really?
Oh, God.
I want to explore the other hole.
Oh, Jesus.
How do I go about that? What are some tips to get that going between us? I'm willing to oral her other hole.
Oh, God.
I don't want my oral.
Terrible.
This dude says, I don't want my oral. Help me.
Oh,
at Raising Cane's in Houston.
Jesus Christ, help him.
Dude, that was me. Man, I don't know what could have stopped that.
Wow.
I'm trying to tell you. I really don't know what's going to top that right there. That fool said, I'm willing to oral her other hole. I don't want mine oral.
Wow.
Oral it. Why do you say me and my girl are bonding at an electric pace?
I guess they are
bonding at the electric pace. Tying up those battery cables to his nipple, probably.
Yep.
Yeah, he's into some high tech stuff. Brother. Okay. Oh my God.
That was terrible.
This right here, if that's terrible, this right here is the setup. Check this out. Boss in Hollywood.
Oh my God. I got it right, finally.
I'm done. That fool said Boss in Hollywood. Like, that's unbelievable. All within itself.
Thank God for that.
Dude. Boss in Hollywood. I'm a member of a few singles groups on Facebook. I see they ladies complaining about being about to find a good man.
What?
I believe in moving in silence, so I'm not all in group conversations. I guess I'm the dreaded lurker. I rather friend request the women and hope they accept me and go from there. So I send them a request, they accept, I send a message, and they don't respond. Killing part is that the screenshot, the message, and post in the group. And other women said they got similar messages from me. What? I think this is dirty. That's why they're single. I'm frustrated. I want to find a good woman, Corey in Seattle.
Not bad, but it's not good either.
Yeah, he lost, like, after the Boss in Hollywood, I guess, in that first sentence. I was kind of so happy that he got the name right. You know, I wasn't paying attention to it first, but shit. It just got absolutely deplorable, like, the lower you got in the paragraph.
Yeah.
Like, he went from competent to incompetent, like, from literate to illiterate, all within the same freaking email. Like, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Oh, wow. It sounds like Rob Zombie.
It kind of does.
Like, talking about I'm the dreaded lurker. And this is something that, well, this is something that he would do. I'd rather friend request the women and hope they accept me and go from there.
It is also like him.
I send them a request. They accept. I send a message and they don't respond. Yeah, that sounds like it too. Sending them pictures of him in some pink shorts and an ascot.
It flip flops.
And they were neon pink. No, yeah. Well, anyway, he said Corey in Seattle wants to find a good woman. Well, if you want to find a good woman, go to church.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's what they say. Okay, let me see. Boss in Bengal Begal 10.
Oh, God.
Bengal Begal 10.
Wow.
That mother. He says, Boss in Bengal Begal 10. What?
That's terrible.
Dude, I'm too through. I'm too through. Begal 10. Okay. Maine, what it do? What it do? These folk tripping. No, you tripping.
Exactly.
Oh my God. How Etsy that trick you use to bang out or conference with. What? Made me choke. How Etsy that tricks you use to bang out or conference with. Want to connect. What? With if you on Soto Meta. Soto Meta.
Oh, God.
My Facebook, Twitter, IG, SE, and licked in.
Oh, God! Licked in?
What is that? If we at odds, I ain't trying to mess with you. What up with this? Dontrell at Blimpy Sub.
Oh, God, he loves that with you. Oh, God.
Something is wrong. Dude, what? Dude, that's crazy.
Dontrell's terrible.
That's crazy. At Blimpy Sub, you wonder why you chilling at a Blimpy Sub. Besides, what are you doing?
Do you work there?
And sending an email.
Don't tell me he's making sandwiches.
Probably, I could barely. He was probably. That's probably what he was doing. Because I could barely read anything that he put on here. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
Exactly.
Man, you're gone. You're out.
He started off bad with your name.
Dude. Bengal Bagel Pen. I ain't gonna never forget that one.
That's pretty awful.
Never. Aqua X. Oh, God, man. Check this out. He called you Aqua X in Reggie Spoon.
Wow. So am I a Muslim swimmer? Aqua X?
That's funny. Aqua X in Reggie Spoon. All right, this is going to trip you out. My homeboy has an issue. His butt stinks.
Oh, God.
I mean, literally. What? Literally? Literally. Literally. Okay. He at my place, sit in chair, he leaves. Chair stinks. He takes bathtub is nasty. He my homeboy since college. We graduate together.
Oh, God.
What the sneaking solution for this? Luther and Savannah. What's a sneaking solution?
Exactly.
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
but
God.
I got an answer for you, okay? Why don't you ask your homeboy if he has a problem taking a bath? And if he does have a problem taking a bath, tell him to keep his ass out your chair.
Exactly.
Dude. Oh, crusty booty Negro.
Boy, you got to see, that's why people stink, bro. You got to know you stink. You have to smell yourself. You want to.
What? And if it has to be bad, if this dude can smell it from his chair, talking about he leaves the chair stink.
Wow,
dude! I mean, not only he doesn't need to just wash, he needs to scrape.
Exactly. Like, how do you go around stinking like that? And you don't know.
He's got the mud butt.
You take a shower or a bath in the tub and throw you with a ring around it. Oh, my God.
Water probably jumped out the tub.
Yeah, he wouldn't come back to my house, bro, if I was. I'll make up an excuse. Nah, bro, I can't. This shower's broke. I'll make up an excuse. He would not come back to my house again if I was this guy.
Dude, he's got the mud. Man, don't even call me. Your phone conversation might stink.
And I get your homeboys in college, but come on, man. Funk is funk, loser.
Yeah, bro. Stop. Like, don't do that. Don't invite him over. Or, he couldn't even walk. He couldn't even step foot in my crib smelling like no ass.
Not at all.
Period. Well, anyway, you take that with you, Luther and Savannah. Oh, God. Anyway, Dude.
That looks bad.
Tangerine and bold cute.
Yep, it's bad.
Tangerine and bold cute. Okay. Thanks again to my schedule today and tomorrow morning at work. And then I'll let you guys know how much we appreciate the opportunity. Oh, God. Ridiculous. I'm going to start that again. Hold on. Tangerine and bold cute.
Terrible.
Thanks again to my schedule today and tomorrow morning at work. Oh, God.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.